Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode. The hidden trap of mindset. Have you ever noticed the moment you start to feel good about yourself? The moment you have complete clarity, something happens in your mind that says, oh, I don't have enough time for this, or I'm just not good enough, or you should just stick with what you know. These limiting beliefs can stifle your progress and stop you from living the life you want. The reason it happens is actually a chemical reaction in your brain. There isn't anything you can do to stop it, but there is a way to move beyond it without giving up. Over the past few weeks, we've been exploring clarity, the reasons it's important, and how you can have better clarity in your life. If you've been taking action each week, you've probably started to notice some negative self-talk creeping in. So today we're delving into this hidden trap of mindset and what you can do about it. A lot of underachievement as women is actually in our own heads. We spend so much of our time pivoting between self-doubt and guilt that we often don't try to follow our dreams. We literally can't see them. I had the privilege of working with Sunday Bean in a course I did a few years ago, and she introduced me to Amy G. Dala. Okay, so it's a play on the word the amygdala. It's a physical part of your brain, and it can hijack you as an emotional response to stress. Amy is located near the base of your brain. She helps define and regulate your emotions as well as preserve memories and attach those memories to specific emotions. Amy also activates your fight or flight response. This response can help people in immediate physical danger react quickly for their safety and security. For example, it helped the early humans respond to threats and avoid being injured or killed. Amy activates your fight or flight response without any initiative from you. When that part of your brain senses danger, it signals your brain to pump stress hormones, preparing your body to either fight for survival or flee for safety. So today, your fight or flight response, it's more likely to be triggered by emotions such as stress, fear, anxiety. So in summary, Amy's role is to protect you. So if you are starting to put yourself out there, starting to take risks, Amy's going to try and stop you. She doesn't want you to get hurt. She'll always find a counter argument or reason why you can't or shouldn't do this. Which is why, as I said, when you start to feel good about yourself, when you start to have clarity, Amy arrives and she gives you a good old kick in the butt. She doesn't want you to put yourself at risk. She doesn't want you to fail. She wants to protect you. So when you start to get clarity on yourself, your strengths, and how these can serve you, Amy is going to rear her ugly little head and start telling you you're too busy, or your family needs you, your attention should be elsewhere, or you can't do this, or even you don't deserve this. Amy can be really mean, and I am so sorry if your name is Amy. I had one client who couldn't call her Amy, so she chose Priscilla. You can do the same if it makes it easier for you. But in all seriousness, Amy is in all of us, and she can be mean, but her intentions are good. She's trying to protect you. But you can prevent this hijack. You can gain control over your brain's irrational responses. How? Start by tuning into what Amy's trying to tell you, and then ask yourself, is it true? Really dig deep when you ask yourself this question. Amy says you don't deserve this, and you consider, is it true? The answer is no, it's not true. You deserve to live your life the way you want, aligning with your strengths and using them to serve you and your family. If Amy is saying you don't deserve this, take a deep breath and focus your thoughts. Focus on why you do deserve it. Focus on your strengths and how important they are to you. This simple step can help you take over from the irrational thoughts that have taken control of your responses. You may have heard of imposter syndrome. I find it's actually really common in my clients, and it's something that we invest a reasonable amount of time in debunking. Because as women, and again, especially as mothers, we doubt ourselves, our abilities, and we feel like we're failing at everything. So now that you understand how Amy works, you can see how easily imposter syndrome can affect your mindset and lead you into a spiral of negative self-talk, negative thought, and disbelief in yourself. It doesn't have to be this way. You can take back control of your thoughts by taking a deep breath, acknowledge what's going on and why, and then asking, is it true? 99.9% of the time, no, it's not true. So you can thank Amy for trying to protect you and you can move forward. Get your journal out, get it, do some doodling, whatever your creative process is. Draw two columns and label them. What is Amy telling me? And is it true? Why not? Invest some time, because the clearer you are about Amy and how she's working in your mind, the easier it will be to debunk her. The more often you tune into Amy, the quicker you'll be able to take back control of your responses. You can't stop Amy. The amygdala is a normal chemical reaction in your brain. But you can move forward without her, without giving up. You can live the life you want, the way you want, serving yourself and your family. Are you ready to stop this negative self-talk? Throughout the month of August, I'm offering 10 free clarity sessions. If you're feeling stuck, I want to help you. In this 30-minute clarity session, you can clear the fog, gain clarity, and know what action you need to take. There are only 10 sessions available and they're completely free. Book your 30-minute clarity session and finally have focus and clarity in your life. The link is in the show notes. See you soon.